Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. Joining me today is Janilyn Holt, the new president and CEO of the Rexburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining me today, Janilyn.
Thanks for letting me be here.
For our listeners, can you tell a little bit about yourself and your family?
You bet, I would love to. My name is Janilyn Holt, as you mentioned. I graduated from Sugar Salem High School in Sugar City, not far from here. My husband and I met in Utah when I was attending the University of Utah, and we married there and made our home in Utah for about 26 years. We have four children. Three of the four are grown. We have one junior still left at home, which is so fun for us. And we moved back from Utah to be home here so that I can spend some time actually with my mother that still is in Sugar City. So that's me in a nutshell.
This is the perfect season for family. Obviously, Thanksgiving's coming up.
Absolutely. I love holidays.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving with your family?
Do you know, our son is flying in from Chicago to be with us, and then our daughter is in Nashville, and she will be here as well. And then some of our family is coming in from Utah to be with us. So lots of turkey, lots of fun salads, and just games and happiness. So I love holiday time.
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
Oh, gosh. You know what? Probably just the day before making all of that delicious food and being so excited to eat it the next day. Mm-hmm. And then being able to just relax and enjoy and visit with family.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts actually, it's a newer tradition now, but sometimes we'll make a soup out of the leftover meat the next day. And sometimes, I don't know how, but the food after it sits in the fridge has a little more flavor. So
I agree with you. Oh, can I add another favorite thing?
Sure.
So we're going to start this with our own kids. But when I was growing up, my mom started a tradition on Thanksgiving night that she would give us a Christmas decoration to start the season so that when we got married or left to go to college or what have you, that we could decorate our space and have the feelings of family and Christmas. So I am going to start that this year with our kids to give them a fun Christmas decoration on Thanksgiving night, because that was just awesome for us. We were always excited for that.
That sounds like a very special tradition.
Yes.
To pass down. What are your hobbies and interests in your regular day life?
Oh, just as a normal human? All of our kids have been heavily involved in athletics, and so we love to do that. Go to sporting events. The son that is a junior right now, he participates in cross country. Basketball tryouts are this week, so we're hopeful that he still is going to be on the basketball team. Then he also runs track. And so that keeps us busy during the school years. My husband and I love to get together with friends and just go to dinner. I enjoy reading when I have time to just read, but now I'm getting so old that when I read very long, I fall asleep. So.
I don't think that has anything to do with age. I think it has something to do with being tired.
With this job opportunity, one of my favorite things is just meeting people and finding out why they started a business and what they love to do with it and how it's working. And so I'm so excited.
I'm sure you get many opportunities like that working with the Chamber of Commerce. Tell me how you got involved with the Chamber.
Do you know, it was interesting because this is actually my sixth official day on the job. But I heard about the position opening, and when we lived in Utah, we owned a business. My husband and I had owned a business for 13 years. I also was involved in community events. And then our kids were very involved in the community through school things. And I loved all three of those components. And when this job posting became available, I thought, oh my goodness, that is just all the things that I love to do. So when I applied, I was really hopeful. And it ended up working out. So the executive board, we went through a couple of interviews, and I was selected, and I am thrilled, just grateful.
So I know you're starting, I think, in January, correct?
That is correct.
And you're replacing Christopher Mann as the CEO of the Rexburg Chamber of Commerce.
That is correct.
What are your goals in your new position as CEO?
So first of all, I just want to say that Chris has done amazing things with the Chamber. These 6 days that I have been able to spend with him, he is a master about establishing relationships. He is pleasant and fun. He has worked really hard to just make the businesses feel like they're valued here. So those things you just look and say, okay, clearly I want to carry those on. But three things that he has recommended that I focus on was to promote the businesses. We've got to let the citizens here in Rexburg know that we have a lot of businesses out there that they don't need to go to Idaho Falls or they don't need to go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Let's stay here and let's promote the businesses that we have. And then educate, just help businesses know best practices of other businesses. What is working for them? What has made them successful? So we'll continue to do that through forums. Also in January, we're going to have a State of the City community where Mayors Merrill and Steve Adams from Sugar City will come. One of our county commissioners will come. So just to educate businesses, what is the vision for 2022 and how can the chamber help you achieve those? And then the last one that he recommends is just how do we connect more? Of course, the chamber is responsible for several community events to just make those connections through BYU Idaho students, through the citizens of Rexburg, and just have a more of a informal personal touch, like what's it called? Well, the 4th of July parade is a great example. Businesses can participate and advertise through that. Experience Rexburg is something that the chamber puts on right after the university students come in September. So businesses can showcase and hopefully have these students say, hey, I want to go and support that business. So promote, educate, and connect are the three things that I think are things that Chris has done that I want to take in on and continue.
That sounds like you have a very decided plan, or at least a specific outline for how you want to kind of carry on this position.
Yes.
So in the meantime, are you doing some training before you are officially the president in January?
Yes. So actually, as you mentioned, Chris's last day is going to be December 31st. So I am spending as much time as I possibly can with Chris. He is taking me around to businesses just to meet them face to face, which I think is important. I have pulled some information about business licenses and who are part of the chamber currently. I just want to really meet the businesses personally. I'm one of those that will be a forever cheerleader. I want every business to succeed, regardless, honestly, if they're part of the chamber. But I think as we come together as a chamber community, we can help support and make each other successful. So that is a goal for January. I have a big event coming up at the end of January, that State of the City event. I'm already starting to make plans for the 4th of July. I want that parade and family experience to be second to none. So, yes, learning all from Chris that I can. He's delightful, and so I'm taking lots of notes.
I know you mentioned you and your husband have a business, correct?
We did.
How is your knowledge as a business owner going to incorporate or help you in this new position?
I think most of the time, experience really resonates with people that you work with. The business that we owned was a Mexican restaurant in Kaysville. And I don't know if a lot of people know, but after we kind of got our plan going, and of course, funding is a big part of that plan, and we went to our financial institution, and no-name restaurants fail at a rate of 87% in the first year and a half.
Wow.
So that was quite staggering to hear that statistic and then think, I am just going to throw my savings into this. You know, we had a young family at the time that we were starting this, but Kaysville at that time only had one other sit-down restaurant. There were obviously the drive-thrus, but they didn't have a sit-down restaurant. And we really felt like we could make a go of that. But when you hear that 80% of those restaurants fail in that first year, it's kind of, okay, is this really something that we want to be committed to? Well, I will tell you, that first 6 months of opening that restaurant was the hardest I had ever worked. And rarely did we sleep. We had to, most of our food was fresh, right? So we had to do a lot of prep. Thankfully, our community supported us. So we were going through food and making more food. I mean, I was so absolutely exhausted. but fueled because people were coming. They were supporting us. So what have I learned? I've learned what it takes to put your whole heart and soul into owning a business. I've learned about those times when it's stressful, when you have an economic downturn, or thankfully we didn't have to go through the pandemic when we were owning the restaurant. But I can't imagine the stress that that is on a business. I also learned what it's like to have to work when other people are playing. You have to sacrifice a lot. So my perspective now, we have sold that business, but I want to do whatever I can to just make businesses successful because I know the backside of it and just want to help where I can. Well, and another thing too, because as a business, we were able to donate to the community for different activities and different sponsorships. And I also realized just what that giving back into a community means. It was awesome, but we were able to do that because the community supported us, you know? So that's one of the other messages that I want to sound loud and clear is the more we support our local businesses, the more our businesses can give back to the community, to the schools, to programs, to scholarships. Like, we're all in this together.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your perspective and for joining me today here in the studio, Janilyn.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Ashley.
This was an interview with Janilyn Holt, the new president and CEO of the Rexburg Area Chamber of Commerce.